The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
13, 12, 16, do you know someone who's rulesy? Do you know someone who's a stickler for the rules? Ollie, I know that you hate rulesy people. You don't like people who stick to the rules, so you're probably not going to like
this one. Look at one right now. Looking at you all day, every day, and you love the rules.
Well, I experienced someone that was even worse at sticking to the rules than me, Ollie. Because I at least have a bit of, you know, general...
No, you have an occasional cool moment where you try and break out and defy the rules, but usually you stick to them.
Wanted to go have a drink with my friend Miles at my house, so we went to Dan Murphy's to buy a six-pack of beer, Ollie.
Yep.
While I was at Dan Murphy's, I thought I'd be a good guy. I thought I'd buy some sparkling water for Riley Rose Harper and myself.
What? For Riley?
Well,
was she going to be there?
No, she likes the bottle, so I was going to bring it into work next day so that she had a great gift from me. Oh, here's the sparkling water bottle that you wanted. Oh, Tom, you're a great guy. Thanks
you
so
and
much.
Riley, I don't know how you justify your sparkling water expenditure.
It's called Antipodes, and it's just got a good bottle. So,
and Voss, you've got like four different brands of sparkling water you go through. How do you justify it in your budget?
So, my mate Miles, though, was buying the six-pack of beer that we were going to be drinking. So, we rocked up to the counter, and I said to the guy, you know, amicably, very nice. I was like, oh, God, look at me buying my stupidly expensive water. Sorry about this. And he's like, yeah, that's hilarious.
Sorry. Why does he care? He's loving it.
Well, because I just wanted to kind of soften the wankerish blow that I was putting all over his face. No.
Oh, God.
No, that I was exuding towards him, you know?
Yeah, okay. Your wanky vibe.
My wanky water. So... as I handed him the bottles, I'm like, oh, you know, ridiculous, this water. And he's like, well, actually, I'm going to need to ask for ID.
Oh.
And I said, okay, well, it's just sparkling water. And he's like, yeah, but you're with your friend here and he's buying beer. So you're going to need to get your license out.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's annoying.
Now, I'd been on a walk, didn't have my wallet with me.
Oh, what?
I didn't have my wallet with me, so didn't have the license on me, didn't have the ID.
Yeah.
So I said, look, mate, I don't have a license on me, so, you know, I'm obviously not under the age of 18.
Cuff him up.
He said, well, store policy is that if you look under 25, we're going to need to ask you for ID. And I go, I understand that, but I am here simply buying sparkling water. He's like, no, but your friend could be supplying you with alcohol. Oh, I said, okay, mate, look here. What if a child comes into the store with their parent while their parent's buying alcohol? He says, oh, well, we have to use some, you know, general...
discretion.
Yeah, you know, some common sense.
Try some now then, mate.
Exactly right, Ollie. I said, why don't you try common sense, mate? I'm obviously not under the age of 18, and my mate here is obviously not purchasing the beer for me because I'm buying wanky water.
But he can't just throw out the rules and go, you know, ignore it. But what
he can.
But what you could have said to him is, what if I just walk out the store and don't buy the... and he buys the water?
Well, no, he wouldn't actually serve Miles in any way, shape, or form after this interaction because he'd already pulled the RSA card.
Don't tell me you walked out of Dan Murphy's unable to buy beer.
We walked out of Dan Murphy's without having to spend $10 on sparkling water and a craft beer pack of $20. Dan Murphy's lost my $30, Ollie, because this guy was a stickler for the rules. And if you ever come across that customer service guy, just give him a big fat one for me because, mate, I wanted my Antipodes sparkling water.
Okay.
13, 12, 16.
We're going to put it out there,
Do you right? know someone who is exactly like this? Have you ever been stuck because someone's a stickler for the rules? Do you know someone who's just so rulesy it annoys you?
Or customer service, rulesy customer service people.
God,
that'll kill you.
Have you experienced someone who's been a stickler for the rules? Have you noticed someone's been a bit rulesy? I was down at Dan Murphy's and I got denied the service of buying some sparkling water for my good friend at work, Riley Rose Harper, because I didn't have my ID on me. Now, of course, yes, the rules are that if you look under 25, you must carry ID and show it when you're in an alcohol store. But I wasn't even purchasing alcohol. My friend was, and I was just purchasing sparkling water.
Tom, you could say the guy's just doing his job and following the rules, and that'd be true, but I'm with you.
Common sense prevails, though, Ollie.
Totally. And I hate rules that just don't make sense or rules that are dumb. I have no time for them.
And this one was one of them. So 13, 12, 16, have you been stuck in this kind of situation? Has someone been a stickler for the rules? Luke from Albury on 13, 12, 16, you've experienced this guy at Dan Murphy's?
Yeah, look, I did go in there. It was a while ago. I had the gentleman at the counter asked me if I was purchasing the alcohol for my daughter who was with me at the time.
Oh, my God.
And then basically said to me, look, you can't be purchasing alcohol for your daughter. My daughter was about 14, 15.
God.
And yeah. I said, look, there's no intention. I don't know many girls that drink Jack Daniels and Coke.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you getting cruisers or are you getting JDs, mate?
Oh yeah, JDs. Look, I did buy the alcohol. I did walk out of there with my purchase, however.
Oh, you did?
Just the assumption that I was actually going to be doing that quite offended me at the time, so...
Well, it's just a little bit ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, the common sense prevails. Of course, if you're there with a 17-year-old and, you're a big burly man and you're buying some cruisers, maybe you could pull you up on that. But, I mean... People can take their children into an alcohol store.
Totally. And also, buying alcohol for minors 101 is they stay outside. You're not going to bring bring the young person in with you, are you?
Well, we're not going to say that. Luke, thank you so much for the call, buddy.
No worries.
It's just insane I get RSA and I get that we're trying to protect young people from this. But have some common sense, please. And if you're the guy from Dan Murphy's, look, yeah, you're doing your job, buddy.
But there's no, you're not winning any hearts.
God,
you're not getting
no.
any favours.
No.
No one's going, look, I respect you. And in fact, well done. I didn't want the beers. No one's doing that.
And at the end of the day, Dan Murphy's losing because of you, because they could have got $10 off a stupid sparkling water that I wanted to purchase. Star it. It's Halloween today, so I thought I might do the great radio idea of getting scary stories. Ooh.
Have you not planned the segment that we were going to do, that you were going to do about the party card?
I have postponed the Sexy Deck party card, where I'm going to follow up with Gemma. That's coming up soon. All right. Right now, kids, maybe get involved. 13, 12, 16. Do you have a spooky story for Halloween?
All right. Sounds pretty straightforward.
13, 12, 16... good morning, is this Lawrence?
It's Doug.
Hey, Doug.
G'day, boys, I love your show.
Thanks, Doug.
I'm an Ollie. Love Star FM anyway. This is a while ago, this story, because, statute of limitations and all that. I'm a drainer, and so I'm up at Sparrow Fart most mornings. And,
you're a drainer? What's a drainer?
Drainer. I do the pipes from the house to the sewerage.
Plumber does the
inside. He's a smart bloke. I'm the bloke outside digging the hole. And so I'm up at Sparrow, and my son had one of those skeleton outfits for Halloween. Anyway, he's got up early, and I creep into the kitchen to try and be as quiet as I can first thing in the morning. Anyway, he's jumped out, scared the Jesus out of me, and I fair dinkum, I knocked him out. I lashed out. I put him against the wall. I didn't do it deliberately, of course. I just scared the hell out of me. He's as groggy as. I tell you what, he doesn't celebrate Halloween anymore. He's 24 now, though. But it's a great Halloween when you knock your own son out.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good. You have to go to hospital.
With smelling salt. Now
sounds like, is that a Christmas
skeleton.
Thing as well?
What's that? Sorry, mate.
Is it a Christmas thing as well? You have a couple of drinks and things go a bit pear-shaped?
No, I'm not. Docs aren't coming around to take my kid off me. It was a one-off. We still have a bit of a laugh about it.
Good on you, Doug.
That's scaring me, though.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Wow, certainly a scary story for Halloween, Ollie.
13, 12, 16, entrepreneurial kids. I feel like kids these days are very cunning at making money. My little siblings always have just hundreds of coins lying around. When I was a kid, I had nothing. I was constantly scraping coins together.
Back in the days, I didn't have enough money to buy a couple of mates from the lolly shop.
Buy some mates?
You don't know what mates are?
No.
Chocolate-covered caramels?
Didn't you have friends with you?
No, chocolate-covered caramels. Oh, it's a lolly mate.
You're a bit lonely, though.
Yeah, great.
Well, Tom, my little brother, Riley, was very cunning yesterday. During the Melbourne Cup, he was very much an entrepreneur. He decided that the TAB was an effort for everyone to go to, so he said, hey, put your bets on with me. At home. He's 15 years old, by the way. And I'll give you the marketplace odds. Yeah. I'll give you sports bet odds. And so I put on a $5 bet for the win on number 5, Exospheric, I think it was. Dad put on a quinella for $20, which if it had won, he would have been asking his son to pay him out $800, which I would have loved to have seen.
Well, yeah, Riley's got $800 in savings, doesn't he?
Well, apparently he was assuring everyone that he does have that.
Are you joking?
This is what I'm saying. He's got heaps of money. He's 15. He just works hard and has these schemes. So
it's insane.
Kids these days are entrepreneurs. So if you have one, give us a buzz, 13, 12, 16. What's your kid doing? Ben, mate, from Jindera, your kid, Regan, she was pretty clever.
Yeah, yeah. She collected oranges off the ground and made marmalade and sold them at the local pub.
That's beautiful.
Very clever.
How was the marmalade? I mean, that's quite a process and a bit of a difficult one to make. Did she do all right?
Yeah, yeah. She made a great job. She got $120 out of it.
Oh, loaded.
Oh, my God.
She gave it to a sick friend, her family.
Oh. So wow. She's just...
Talented and generous.
And caring. Yeah. That is incredible, Ben.
Good on you, Regan.
God, you've got a good kid there, Ben.
Good daughter. And Josh as well. Josh, mate, you're a bit of an entrepreneur yourself, you reckon?
Oh, look, anything to make money. Doesn't anyone like to make money?
Mate, you're telling me. Making it right now.
Well, so am I.
Yeah.
Josh, what did you do when you were younger?
Oh, look, my old man used to work for a radio station pretty close to you guys. And he used to bring home a lot of flavoured milk and Jolt Cola.
He brought it home to the house just to hang about?
Yeah, I don't know why. Apparently it was a bit of an overstocking issue at the radio station.
Sounds familiar. Yeah,
we got that.
Well, I used to shove about 10 or 15 in my bag, spread them to school, sell them off to about 80 cents each.
Good. Yes. Undercut the canteen.
Yeah, love it.
Who doesn't love a cheap flavoured milk? None of them were past their use-by date, though, were they?
Nah, look, they're always about one day.
One day to go. Just like ours.
Yeah, exactly right. Billy also called up. He said that he sold lollies out the front of his house and made $20.
Oh, cash.
Entrepreneurial kids at the border just reaping in the cash benefits.
You'll be a great guy or you can be a dick. It's selfish or story. Which one will you pick?
You jump on the phone on 13, 12, 16. You get the prize no matter what. Then you have to make the decision. Are you going to scuttle away and be selfish?
Snatch and grab?
Hide in the corner and be selfish?
Gross.
Or are you going to tell us a story, a tidbit, something nice?
Anything. Any old story, any bit, any piece of information that happened to you, maybe. Okay, we've got two players for two prizes. Trish from Talangada, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Ollie. How are you?
Bloody good. Very good, thanks, Trish. You have got yourself a ticket, or two tickets, yeah, double pass to go see Jack Reacher Never Go Back at Regent Cinemas. Yeah! So that's yours. It's in the bag, Trish.
Awesome.
But would you like to be selfish or tell us a story?
You know what, guys? Normally I'd tell you a story, but today I'm just going to be selfish.
Oh. Scum. You are
Sorry.
Scum. You're scum.
Sorry.
Trish, as it comes with being selfish, you do get called a pig. And
that's
I can't change those rules.
Oink, oink.
You're a pretty intelligent girl. Sorry.
Okay, well, you've got the prize. All yours, Trish.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Sorry, thanks, guys.
Oink, oink, oink.
Worst person in Talangada, I've
Let's
heard.
Let's go back to the mud pit, Trish.
That's full on.
Army Leah, good morning from Albury.
G'day, boys. How are you?
It's Army Leah, not Amelia.
Yeah.
So good.
That's all you call to that. That's the whole point of the...
Exactly. That's the gag.
You're explaining it.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Army Leah, you have got yourself a double pass to go see Jack Reacher Never Go Back at Regent Cinemas.
Yeah! Woohoo!
You're a big Tom Cruise fan. So now, are you going to be selfish? Are you going to tell us a story?
I'll give you a quick story.
Yes! Good. You're a bloody angel.
It's nothing funny. It's probably pretty bad that I did something silly when I was younger, but it's probably the only story that came to head.
Yeah, right. It's like most of Tom's stories.
When I was younger, I got a little intoxicated and was walking around the streets of Mortdale, which is up in Sydney, and me and my best friend at the time were on the train station waiting for a train, and I just so happened to just walk straight off the platform and onto the track.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hit my head and was pretty much unconscious for a couple of seconds.
Oh,
and,
my God.
She jumped down and pretty much saved my life and grabbed me and woke me up and put me back up on the station. And then when I came to, a straight-through train came about 30 seconds later. So she pretty much saved my life.
Oh, man. Oh,
that sounds like a scene out of Jack Reacher Never Go Back. And I think you should do what it says there. Never go back to that moment.
Thank you, Leah. Near-death stories on a Wednesday morning.
Jesus, great story.
Good way to wake up.
You definitely earned those tickets, unlike Trish, who is an absolute pig. Ollie, walking through the office before to go to the toy, I got told, is your moustache grown, like, in 2 days? I said, no, I've had a moustache for a while. Why? Oh, you're not doing Movember. Okay.
Yeah. Get used to that.
Here we go.
Get well used to that, mate.
This is the community service announcement right now. I'm not doing Movember, guys. Just got a mustache by choice.
Not about charity, Tom Bainbridge.
No, well, I'm raising money for
not
about Wodonga Regional Cancer.
Men's
Center.
Health. No, that's no time not for it.
No, great. You're on Star FM. We're talking petty thieves on 13, 12, 16. As a guy who left his car unlocked, had a Kit Kat stolen, and a note left behind saying, "I'm so sorry, I was hungry, I just wanted a Kit Kat."
Very funny, very cute.
Have petty thieves attacked, 13, 12, 16.
Jai, mate, you've had a petty thief?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
About a year ago, I bought about $3,000 off, a little bit under worth of four-wheel driving gear and sat it on my back seat overnight.
Oh.
Brand new. And someone broke in and stole about $2 worth of spare change out of my middle compartment.
Do you reckon they were a good person or just really dumb?
Nah, really dumb.
Yeah.
Smashed the window.
Couldn't be stuffed selling at any of the gear.
No.
Didn't have
Hang on, they smashed a window to get the
$2?
Yeah. Yeah, probably about $1 worth of spare change or something like that. But that's what I was thinking.
That is annoying.
Had to buy a ciggy.
Oh, just one, darling.
Can I buy one ciggy off you?
No, you can't, mate. Ollie, dad bods are in the spotlight with a brand new study out saying that women are more attracted to them.
Okay, I don't buy that, but go on.
According to a professor from Yale University, the dad bod, these guys are most likely to live longer, they have stronger immune systems, and women find them more attractive.
Because they're pudgy.
Well, not pudgy.
Well, that's what it is, a dad bod, isn't it?
What, you're calling John Hamm pudgy?
That John Hamm photo, that is not a dad bod. That is just a guy who is not having a six-pack.
How about Jason Segel?
Yep, that's a dad bod.
Okay.
And that's not hot.
You're calling Jason Segel not hot?
That's right, Tom.
No, see,
hey,
I don't
try and sit there and tell me that that you think women women find Zac Efron less attractive with his ripped rig than they find Seth Rogen or Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill doesn't have a dad bod.
He's got a double dad bod. He's got two dad bods in one.
But no, dad bods are sexy. Having a little bit more meat on your bones is way sexier than being like, oh, God, you are just ridiculously ripped.
You know what this sounds like to me, Tom?
What?
This sounds like that you've just done a 10-week challenge. You didn't get the results you wanted. You've still got a bit of the bod going on, okay. So you've decided to shift the goalposts.
That's not what I'm saying.
And now it's all about dad bods.
I'm saying that the study... The study says it.
Don't just point at the study.
I'm saying the study says it.
You think that women actually find dad bods hotter than...
I know what you're worried about. You're just sitting there going, oh, crap, Tom's going to live longer than me and he's got a better immune system. I know.
No.
That's what you're freaking out. You're freaking out. No, you're going to die. Yeah, no,
I'm worried that my six-pack's going to go to waste.
Okay, well, ladies and men, what do we think? Dad bods hot or not? Are we into a dad bod? I want to hear from some women who are into dad bods.
Tubby.
Do we like them?
If you like tubby people.
No, not tubby. Dad bods.
Chubby.
No, not chubby. Just dad bods.
That's what it is, though.
No, bods that used to be great and toned and thin, and now that because they've grown up a bit, they've
softened.
And their testosterone levels have decreased, their muscles have started to break down and they've started to put on a little bit extra fat.
A bit of pudge.
But you've still got the arms, you know?
Yeah, brother Zac Efron.
Dad bods, 13, 12, 16. Hot or not? Dad bods are in the spotlight, Ollie, on 13, 12, 16 after a...
Need a large spotlight.
After a study has come out saying that men with dad bods live longer and they also are healthier and that women are more attracted to them.
You're distracted by the meme I tagged you in.
Yes.
What was that one again?
Tag a mate who would use these. What was it? Tag a friend who needs these because they can only catch small fish.
Yeah,
it's a picture of a
tiny hooks.
Tiny hooks.
Because you catch small fish when you go fishing.
It. 13, 12, 16, a dad bods hot or not? Good morning. Who's this?
This is Grace.
Hey, Grace, dad bods, hot or not?
Pardon?
Dad bods, are they hot or are they not? You talk. Why'd you call up?
I'm a van surf.
All right. No, moving on.
That's a shame. That's a real shame. Morella on 13, 12, 16, save us. Dad bods, hot or not?
Oh,
okay, all right, let's do this. So my old man's pretty hot.
Oh, okay? Yeah, sexy.
And, like, yeah, so I'm pretty down with him. But in saying that, there's some guys out there who are like, I think it's the whole dad with a baby thing again. They're pretty hot.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but they've got to be ripped. Like, they can't be all... Well, with it. But some big guts are hot on the right man.
Yeah.
Let's just put that out there right now.
So it's like, you don't mind a guy with a bit of a belly if he's got the arms.
Yeah, you need to have arms. But then again, you can't forget leg day. Now, this is an issue that a lot of boys are forgetting these days.
Yeah,
now,
okay.
I see it every day at the lunchie.
Yeah.
Boys need to remember leg day. Yeah, let's plug that.
Yeah.
You can't be muscly and huge up the top and have nothing down below. It just doesn't work. Okay. Some dad bods are hot.
Okay, so don't forget leg day.
All right, Morel's a fan. I just don't know whether you actually choose a ripped guy after you choose a dad bod guy. It just makes no sense.
13, 12, 16.
We've got Matt as well. Matt from Albury, mate. What do you think?
Go dad bods.
Go dad
bods. Guys.
Okay, you're a fan. Do you have one, Matt?
Yeah, I've been trying to get a ripped body, and I think it might be easier just to change people's perceptions rather than changing myself. So
That's Tom's plan. Yeah, good. Exactly. That's Tom's plan as well.
Yeah.
Go dad bods, Matt. Go dad bods.
It's happier. Totally.
If you can't get ripped, change the goalpost.
It's happy hour for dad bods right now. Love it, Matt. Thanks, mate.
Be sad hour soon, though, won't it?
Start then. We're raising money for the Albury Wodonga Regional Cancer Centre Trust Fund with our sexy deck.
Tom and Ollie want you.
Or someone you know that you think should be involved.
52 cards. 52 border models.
But what about the jokers?
Tom and Ollie have that covered. Damn, it's a sexy deck.
Well, it's a good looking deck so far, isn't it?
It's a very sexy deck.
And it's a large deck.
Large deck. A lot of confident people, it seems. People are willing to put themselves out there and just give it a crack.
We need to lock in about 17 more people over the next 2 days. So there's a lot of work to be done locking people in, and we definitely want to speak to every single person on this show who's getting locked in.
Now, I've done a couple of successful blitzes, Tom. You haven't had as many successful blitzes.
Yeah, look, the blitz of locking people in one after the other, trying to get as many
smash
people
them out.
On.
Smash them out. Get the info out there. Get them talking.
Well, I've organised this blitz today, Ollie, so we know it's going to be a corker.
Sexy.
Let's do it, Brendan. Morning, Brendan.
Hey, Dom.
This is a sexy deck blitz. We're signing you up. Woo!
Yeah, righto.
Yeah, sick.
Matt, you're in.
Righto.
Righto. Tom?
Brendan.
It's your blitz, mate, so.
What does it mean? What does sexy mean to you?
yeah, not much. I haven't got a lot to go on.
That's
so.
Right. It says here to be fit and healthy with a great sense of humour.
Yeah, well, you've ticked off one of those.
Thanks, Brendan.
Yeah, good, Tom. Good start.
Also, Annie. Good morning, Annie. It's the Blitz. Woo.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Welcome to the Sexy Deck Blitz.
Thank you.
Blitz. Annie, what does sexy mean to you?
Sexy to me is a look in someone's eyes when they've got confidence about themselves.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. And I like this part as well on your registration. And a guy who is not afraid to get dirty. Yeah, I get ya.
Annie, who's your sexy sort of, for a male, what's your epitome of sexy for you?
I don't know, hard working,
okay.
Good morals.
I meant like a person, a celebrity.
Like a celebrity or something. Hugh Jackman?
I like my cowboys.
Oh, cowboys.
Bang. And just quickly, dad bods, they sexy?
Sorry, what was that?
Don't worry.
Well, let's keep this blitz going, Tom. We also got...
That's all I'd have.
What?
That's all I've got for the blitz.
Mate, that was, again, two people. Two people's not a blitz.
The sexy dead blitz.
No.
You can't round
it out with just more noises.
Yeah, I can.
Where's the rest of them?
Woo! We've locked in those two people.
We've got a lot to lock in. We can't be doing two people blitzes.
Well, you have a go then.
Mate, I will have a go. After 8:30, I'll do a better blitz.
Difficult.
Your blitzes are always so hard.
Okay.
Half-assed.
Forget it.
13, 12, 16, we're asking, how often do you talk to your mum? Look, I was pretty shocked, Ollie, the other day when you told me you hadn't spoken to your mum for 3 weeks.
Yeah, what's the deal, man? I don't know why you're so shocked about that. Like 3 weeks.
That's nearly a month.
Not even the worst distance I've gone, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah.
How much would you say? How long have you gone?
Oh, not much more than that. Yeah, at most a month. Obviously, overseas, I didn't speak to her. Yeah. I messaged her on Facebook, but...
Oh, I nearly had a mental breakdown when I went overseas and couldn't speak to my mum.
How often do you call your mum, Ollie?
Yeah, about, oh, well, yeah, once every 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. What about you, Tom?
Yeah, once every two or three.
See, because I think I talk to my mum a normal amount, and that's every day.
Mm. Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking. My mum and I...
You live like an hour away as well.
It's an hour and a half.
Our mums are like on the other side of the planet.
I just have a life, I guess. So I kind of fill my day with other things.
No, but I think you'll find, and 13, 12,
a
16.
Day, every day.
I think you'll find that you guys are the weird ones because even I was talking to my girlfriends out for tea last night and they said they talk to their mums all the time.
You joking?
Every day, though?
Every day. My mum and I.
That's insane.
My mum and I message every morning.
What can you possibly say to her?
Morning.
Are you joking?
Good morning, XO.
You text her good morning.
Good morning.
You're holding up your phone here, showing us. You actually do text.
It's just a waste of credit.
All right, Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock. Morning, Mum, XOXO. What? Morning,
Pa. What a waste of a... Oh, my God.
Oh, that is just...
Why don't you just both agree that you've basically said it, you know, in your head, and therefore it's done? Because you just... No. There's nothing unique about that.
There is, actually.
It's like saying g'day in the street.
It's like,
someone.
I'm thinking about you, Mum, and I hope you have a good day. It's being nice and having a friendship with your mum.
I want to bag that, but I can't. It's hard because you sound quite sweet.
All right, let's go to the phones. 13, 12, 16. Morning, who's this?
Hi, it's Army Leah. How are you going?
Hi, Army Leah. Mate, you're live
Hi,
on
guys.
The radio. What do you think about this one? Is Riley insane for talking to her mum every day?
Not at all, but at the same time, I never ring my mum,
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, thanks, Leah.
But you know why? Because I don't have to. She rings me like 10 times a day.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You see, I'm kind of like the opposite. I'm the one ringing her, and she's like, Poss, I'm busy, babe, what do you want?
Poss, what's this Poss?
Oh, she calls me Poss, yeah.
Right.
Possum.
So, yeah, I just don't have to, because she just rings me 10 times a day.
I mean, Leah, how about the whole text message in the morning thing as soon as you wake up?
Oh, no. No, don't get that.
Painful,
thank God.
Isn't it? Just painful.
No, I don't know.
Painful.
Thanks, Army Leah. 13, 12, 16. Morning, who's this?
It's Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin. Is it insane that Riley is talking to her mum every single bloody morning?
I don't think it's crazy. I speak to my... Well, I don't speak to my mum, but my dad. Hmm. I speak to him almost every day on the phone chatting.
Yes, I love that. And, like, it's nice to have a good friendship, a good relationship, and you feel better, you know, after you've talked to your dad, I reckon you would.
Yeah, exactly. And my partner's exactly the same. He does the same thing.
See, I'm telling you, you guys are the weird ones.
There's two girls calling up now. 13, 12, 16, are you a bloke? I want to hear from blokes who talk to their mums every day.
Are you cold-hearted? Give us a call. Make us feel better.
How often do you talk to your mum? With Tom, Ollie, and Riley Rose is hanging out with us.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16, we're asking, how often do you talk to your mum after? Pretty shocked that you guys don't talk to your mum much, maybe every 3 weeks or so.
Sorry, I'm really shocked. You talk to your mum every single day. Mate, and start the day with a text message.
We're shocked. Riley, you text your mum every day saying good morning, which is weird enough. But can I read out, this is what yesterday's messages looked like. Morning, Poss, your mum said to you after you'd said good morning to her. About 2:30 in the afternoon, you then said, I'm going to get a pedicure this weekend. She replied saying, nice. You replied saying, ha ha.
Kathy from Labby.
What a waste of time.
I'm 13, 12, 16. Look, is it weird that Riley talks to her mum every day?
Not at all. I think it's fabulous. I talk to my mum every day.
What a waste of time.
And she lives in Queensland, so we don't get to see each other, so we talk heaps.
Yeah, right.
But you wanted to hear from a boy. My partner will probably speak to his mum once a season. So, you know, maybe.
It's a seasonal thing.
Yeah, I could probably count the number of times on my hand how many times he calls his mum.
That's normal. So, that's normal.
Yeah. And she's in Queensland too. I'm like, call your mum. And he's like, yeah.
I'll do it in spring. We got Linda on 13, 12, 16. Linda from Lavi. Do you call your mum every day?
We talk on the phone sometimes 5 or 6 times a day and see each other twice.
My
yes.
God.
That's even worse than me. I mean, better.
What are you saying to her? Like, just, I had breakfast.
I forget to tell her things, so I ring her. My mum helps me out with my children when I go to work, cooks meals and stuff like that. So just little bits of information and just sometimes just to hear a voice and talk to her.
Yes. Your mum sounds like an angel, actually.
Not always.
Right, and that's probably what you could talk to her about. Well, let's hear from a bloke, Taylor, from Thaguna on 13, 12, 16. Please tell us, this is insane.
It is insane. No, I think I speak to my mum probably once every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Fair distance.
Look, we're about 3.5 hours away between us, and I just think if you speak to your mum every day, you don't really have much to talk about. It's just, you know, you're twiddling your thumbs thinking, okay, what do we talk about next? You know, how's the weather, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to tell her important information, like when you're going to go to get a pedicure.
I've just been reading your blog, Riley, that you wrote and posted a couple of days ago now, 2 days ago. 6 things not to do when it comes to your ex.
You can get it at starfm.com.au.
Yeah, I mean, I like to write blogs every now and then, like a bit of Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City, about, you know, my life, experiences.
So if you want to hear more from Riley, go to the blog. But I respect that you do this. It's a good thing. But I just wonder whether you're following your own advice in some of these tips here, because you said 6 things to not do when it comes to your ex.
Yeah.
I want to go through them. And maybe, Tom, do you want to say whether you think Riley has done these?
Yeah, sure.
Despite her saying, don't do them. I love your photo of Taylor and Calvin, by the way. How fitting.
Mm-hmm.
High-profile exes.
Exactly.
Number one, you said, don't Facebook stalk him.
Now,
Tom, has Riley Rose Facebook stalked her ex, even recently? Let's say in the last year.
In the last year, definitely. I think I've done it in the last day.
But you wrote this blog 2 days ago.
Yeah. And I'm working on myself, guys. Okay. Still working. I'm a work in progress.
Okay, so you stalk your boyfriend. Don't talk about him to your friends.
Oh, well, I hear about Riley's ex every single day when she comes into the studio.
So it's a yes, Riley, yep.
Yeah.
3, don't text him.
Oh, God. Straightforward.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
Well, you've definitely done it. It's just insane.
Yeah, I don't now.
Really?
Haven't.
Just blanket rule, don't text him.
No, well, don't text him because, as I said in the blog, it's going to prolong your getting over him time if you still keep that connection.
Doesn't rule 3 then make rule 5, don't text him for his birthday, kind of irrelevant?
It's rule number 5, don't text him for his birthday.
No, it says don't message him for his birthday. So that comes under any, Facebook, messaging, WhatsApp, maybe.
I think that's could be 3A or 3B.
Yeah, it could have combined both of those ones, rather.
I didn't think about that in the time. Sorry, I didn't clarify this with my editors.
You should have. Number 4, don't kiss him. And then I like in brackets you've said, that also means don't sleep with him. In case anyone was wondering, I can't kiss him, but maybe if I just go straight to fourth base, I'll be okay. So have you done that in the last year? Tom, what do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm not going to say whether I have.
You haven't denied it, so that's pretty clear then.
You'd say it if you didn't. You'd say it, wouldn't you?
Number 6, don't romanticise the last one. Don't romanticise your relationship. So don't put the notebook music to it and start thinking about it.
You know, as I said in the blog, you know, don't think about the good times just because you're feeling lonely. You've got to remember when, you know, you found his online dating profile and it was a really traumatic experience. And you remember the reasons why you broke up, because as one of the books I read ages ago when we broke up was, it's called a breakup because it's broken. Turn that music off.
Riley, that is so accurate. Don't cry.
I'm getting tears in my eyes because you guys are making me angry.
Well, the blog's up, so go read it for yourself. Of course, you can skip past number 5 because it's the same as number 3. Head to starfm.com.au and you search for Riley Rose.
I'm a little tired this morning, though.
You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM.
Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.